Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualim says his country is willing to participate in talks held in Geneva without any foreign interference, although he did not explain what that means. The announcement comes a week after the United Nations Security Council approved an international plan for peace process to end the civil war in Syria. Iraqi forces are battling the last remnants of Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi as they fight to retake the city that lost 7 months ago to the extremist group. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists are using suicide bombers and explosives, as well as snipers and civilians as shields in an effort to slow the Iraqi advance. Meantime, the UN food program continues to provide aid to Iraqi families internally displaced by the fighting. Many are Yazidi women who had fled Mount Sinjar last year. Marwa Awad is a food program spokesperson.
The psychological pain and suffering that these women have gone through is beyond description, and WFP is doing its best by providing food to these families to ensure that they have the necessary nutrition to keep going.
The UN Security Council, the agency, is assisting about 20,000 people living on or around Mount Sinjar. UN says a decision by the Central African Republic to postpone next week's elections by 3 days is not a setback for the struggling country. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the UN peacekeeping mission will help authorities distribute ballots and back the CAR forces with security. Voting for president and parliament was scheduled for Sunday. The date has been changed to Wednesday, December the 30th. This is VOA News.